your exclusive home of the D-backs.
Diamondbacks.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
D-backs manager Tori Lovello joins Burns and Gambo to talk D-backs baseball. Brought to you by Estrella Jalisco, an authentic and delicious Mexican beer perfect for pairing with food and enjoying with friends. Estrella Jalisco, official cerveza partner of the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Now that's an intro, Tori Lovello.
Yeah, that's an intro.
Hey, I appreciate you guys. My people. I like that. My people called. And first of all, that 2 o'clock lead-in was fantastic. I've never heard that before. That was off the charts.
It's fire. It's fire. We've been doing that for years and years and years. So
yes.
There's a lot of yelling. And then after that, we just drink a lot of hot tea to kind of soothe our voices down a little
bit. You got
to
hear the ending.
I love it.
You know? You got to hear the
ending. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear you yelling last week, though, Burnsy. You know, if you're a true believer, you cancel all vacation plans. I don't know what happened.
Tori, I was moving my 23-year-old daughter to Nashville. Somebody had to drive the U-Haul with the car being towed behind it. 30 hours in the truck. I drove 27 and a half of them. So I apologize for not being there last Friday. It was far, far from a vacation. I assure you that, my friend.
I'll give you that. Actually, Gambo told me that, and I let you off the hook last week, but I had to let you know about it this time. So, I'll give you a blue card on that. You got to keep that rolling. You got to get the daughter safe and sound.
Absolutely, Yankee Stadium. I mean, you played there. You played on that team. What's it like for you? What memories comes back to you? I know it's a different stadium, but what memories comes back to you at Yankee Stadium?
Well, obviously. It was across the street here. It was where I came and became a big leaguer. I call myself a big leaguer on day one of my career here with the Detroit Tigers and Sparky Anderson as my manager. I watched the first game, which was a Friday night game, and I was like, there's three decks on this stadium, and this is Yankee Stadium with Donnie Baseball, Dave Winfield, and Ricky Henderson. Where am I? I felt like it was in outer space. And the next day, it was game of the week and ended up getting an at-bat and getting my first base hit here. So every time I come back to this area, this space, even though it's not the same stadium, it looks the same, I still, it's a very special time for me. It's where I cut my teeth and got my first big league hit.
So as you embark now on these very important final nine games of the season, and obviously where you guys are right now with the number 2 wild card spot, how do you wonder about how your guys respond to that environment? Do you worry about how your guys respond to that kind of environment, given that it is, quote unquote, Yankee Stadium?
These guys have been so good all year long and played in just about every type of venue. And, you know, this one might be a little bit different, right? It's a big, big stage. But they give me no reason to believe, based on what they've done before and their ability to perform, they've given me nothing that's going to show me they're going to be getting run over emotionally, with their focus. This team is extremely engaged, and you know, we just talked about it as a group. The veteran players shared information about the stadium with the younger players. So we do all that we can to give everybody the right sidelines once they step onto this field. But they're going to go out here and practice in another 5-7 minutes and start up their pregame, and they're going to get themselves race ready. I think this team is very determined. This team is hungry. I think they're going to block out any type of emotional high or emotional low. They just want to win a baseball game today. Is game one against the New York Yankees in a very, very important series.
So many things that we could talk about with the success this baseball team is having lately, but I think we have to start with the bullpen. You know, Miguel Castro hasn't given up a run this month. I mean, I was very hard and critical of him for a long time, but I'd have to give credit when guys get the job done. But your bullpen has been outstanding for about the last 18 games. What changed? What turned around to where it was hard for you day in and day out to make decisions on the bullpen, but now it's been easy because they're getting the job done?
Yeah, I remember we were having those discussions a couple months ago, right? And sometimes they didn't know where to turn. But I think the reinforcements that have arrived, the South Frank, Thompson, Seawald group has given a chance for guys like Miguel Castro and Kyle Nelson to just take a little bit of a breather. I was full throttle on those guys early on in the year, and they were great through the early months of the season. In fact, you know, we can go back to them just shutting games down and putting us in a really, really strong position through the end of June and beginning of July. So, you know, I think it's a team effort. I think they handed off the baton for right now. It's where we're at. They probably got a little gassed out, got those reinforcements here, and now they're getting caught up. And we feel like we have a very, very good bullpen with a lot of pieces that complement one another, give me a chance to match up the way I need to match them up to maximize the chances for them to go out and get big outs.
Torrey Lovello, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, live from Yankee Stadium. Coming up later this afternoon, the D-backs first to three against New York. Nine games remaining on the season, and the playoff push is in full swing right now with the Diamondbacks occupying the second wild card spot. As the story goes, you told the guys, we've got 14 games left. Give me absolutely everything that you've got. Now you've got nine games left. It's a real kind of cliche question, but how would you kind of classify the mood of your team given what's in front of you, what's behind you, where you stand, and all of those things together?
I feel very good about where we're at. Nothing has changed, and I don't want to reemphasize anything. They heard what they heard from me. We had a guest speaker come in, and they heard what they needed to hear from him. And I feel very good about what this team has done and to respond to some of the things that they've been hearing. Yes, of course, there's a little bit of anxiety. They're human beings. They're young. They haven't really been down this road before. But I think they're really embracing this opportunity and this challenge that has been put before them. And like I've been saying, the heavy lifting has been done. This is now the best part of the year, the funnest part of the year. Go out and enjoy it and play your best baseball and get ready for what would hopefully be a very productive postseason. So that's the mindset of this team. This group is very, very resilient. They go out and play their best game today without looking at tomorrow.
There are so many positives happening on the base paths with you guys, too. And that double steal was something we couldn't stop talking about because you put pressure on their defense. They're a terrible defensive team, the Giants. They lead the major leagues in errors. You know, they had Corbin dead at third base, but, you know, Flores wasn't able to get it, and then he threw it home, and it was a wild throw, and Corbin scores. Are you at the point right now where you don't even need a third base coach for Corbin Carroll? Just let him do his thing?
I think that our kids or our players do so much studying prior to standing out there at second base. So there was so much work that went into that moment. There were several triggers built on timing, looks, whatever it is. It's not a mystery. The cat's out of the bag for the teams that steal bases successfully. You're looking at certain things. And Corbin just executed it perfectly. Maybe got a little bit of a late jump, didn't get a walking lead. But, you know, we talked about doing exactly what Corbin did. And Cattell on the backside of that was equally impressive. Those were two of our best athletes running around the bases in what seemed like a blink of an eye. So we felt like if we pressurized the Giants that they were going to make some mistakes and throw some balls wild or try to hurry with their glove and their feet and fumble some baseballs. It worked out very well. That's the beauty of this team. We can beat you in a lot of different ways. It's almost like you push this button, we can do it this way. You push this button, we can do it that way. It's just creating an awareness and giving them the template to go out there and learn and then execute that becomes very powerful.
Don't give me the company line here. Is Zach Gallen running out of gas? Is he tired right now?
I don't think so. I know he's approaching 200 innings, but he's a competitor. I just don't think that he has maintained the location of his fastballs as much as he has been in the past couple of years or in his good starts this year. And that's to be expected. He's only a human being. But running out of gas, no, I don't think that's the case. You know, he's still throwing 93, 94. I saw 95, 96 the other day. He's in a good spot. Zach will work his butt off here for the next couple of days and make sure he's ready on Sunday.
So you just let the cat out of the bag, or at least it was kind of news to me. Zach Gallen is going to start on Sunday. Does that kind of alter his schedule a little bit?
Correct. No, that'll be a full 5 days for him. And Davies will start tomorrow, and then Gallen will start on Sunday. So that'll be with the off day yesterday. We had some things that we could have done. We could have maneuvered a little bit, but you know, we want to have our main guys, Merrill and Zach, throwing as many games as possible. And you know, with an eye on how the season will finish and hopefully beyond, we got to be aware of that as well. So having Zach start tomorrow and then most likely on Saturday against the Astros will give us the best opportunity to win as many baseball games as possible.
How do you line up for the Astros? Have you figured that out yet?
Yes and no. Yes, we have, but no, we haven't made it official. So probably about 3 weeks ago, we built it all the way out to the last game of the season. We've made a couple adjustments along the way, one of which is happening right now. But we pretty much knew who was going to be pitching the most games, and that was going to be Zach and Merrill, and we were going to build it in around that. We wanted to have certain guys throwing the biggest games of the year for us, which we felt like would be the Giant two-game series. So I think we started at that point. We started at the Giants and then built it around from there, and it worked out really well for us.
All right, if there is a game 163, and we're all hoping there will be, do you go Gallen or do you go Kelly? Do you try to line it up for either one of them, or do you try to line it up for both?
Well, you know, 163 is going to be a playoff game. There is no 163 right now. So the tiebreaker goes into the head-to-head record. So 163 is going to be game one of the playoffs.
Right,
so
right. That's what I'm saying.
The way it looks right now, we will have Gallen and Kelly available in that first series. But maybe not in game number one. So we got to get there first. We need to go full throttle with the boys and make sure that we get there first. And once we get there, we'll make some adjustments.
Torrey, all kidding aside, we appreciate you readjusting your schedule for us with the early start and everything, especially on their road. We appreciate it. Best of luck today. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right, likewise, boys. Talk to you soon.
All right, appreciate it. Torrey Lovello joining us here on the Burns and Gambo show on the Arizona Sports Line. Zach Gallen on regular rest, but had they gone with their normal kind of turns in the rotation, he wouldn't have pitched on Sunday. He is pitching on Sunday. They're doing their best to set themselves up if they can. We'll see how Zach Gallen responds to that, given how shaky he's been.